This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9, it is 14 minutes past five. This is the CNC Drive Factory with Chris and Cam. About 10 days ago, a little press release crossed my desk, which it piqued my interest. It purported to be promoting a little fundraising bazaar for an organisation called Aussie Hands Foundation. And what it said was that it's hoping to raise some money and public awareness as the organisation offers support for people with hand differences. To be honest, I didn't really understand what that meant, so I thought that was a really good opportunity to have a chat with someone who could tell us all about it. Kate Doughty was appointed the foundation's patron in 2007, and she represents Aussie Hands, and she's with us here now. Kate, welcome to Joy 94.9.
Hi, how are you?
We're pretty good. Look, I must admit, I haven't heard of the Aussie Hands Foundation before. Can you tell us a little bit about what the foundation does and what it's actually supporting?
Yeah, sure. So the Aussie Hands Foundation is obviously it's a fabulous place for people to go that either need support or, a bit of guidance, obviously, for parents that have either had a newborn that's been born with a hand difference or actually for individuals themselves with a hand difference. Aussie Hands obviously provide a lot of support and understanding and encouragement to the obviously to the parents and the children. But also raise awareness to the community and as well as providing a library of resources to these people. And with the community awareness, it just involves letting people know that there are people out there with hand differences, but most of the time they can do everything that everyone else can with two hands. And when I came on board at Aussie Hands, it was quite interesting because I had never realised that there actually are, scientific terms for all these different types of hand differences. Whereas for me, I just sort of thought that was the way I was born, and it's been fabulous to meet people that actually have a similar hand difference to me. So it can either be missing a couple of fingers, or for me, I have my arm and hand down to the wrist, and then I don't have any sort of full-length fingers, I've just got finger buds. So it's interesting. Some people have shorter arms. It's just, and then I guess a hand difference just defines that it's something different but not a disability.
Okay, so it really is a term that to try and emphasise the fact that while you're different, it isn't about not being able to achieve something.
Exactly.
And let's talk about you for a second. As you say, you have a hand difference, but that certainly hasn't held you back. You've represented Australia at the highest level. Tell us about that.
Highest level, maybe the second highest. I haven't hit the straps at the Paralympics or anything just yet. I'm currently on a break from training in equestrian, but yes, I managed to represent my country on several occasions and then managed to be selected for the Australian team for the World Equestrian Games in 2010. So that was a fabulous opportunity to be over in America competing for the country.
So obviously equestrian, we're talking about horsemanship and riding horses in competition at the highest level.
Yeah.
Was that a sport you took up perhaps deliberately to show that you could do this?
No, not at all. I think, to be honest, when I was younger, I was one of those kids that's like, I want a pony. Probably drove my parents insane, but also my parents, when they were younger and also still now involved in the horse industry. So it's in the blood. And I actually was a swimmer initially, and I was doing both sports, and then I had to choose which one I was going to take. I was asked if I wanted to start swimming and training with the Paralympic swim team when I was quite young, and then my passion for horses took over. So it's just something I've loved to do, and initially I couldn't even hold the reins properly. I had to just tie a knot and ride with one hand. So now I actually ride with four reins. So managed to work it out. Obviously, I just had the drive and passion, something I wanted to do, and was determined and stubborn enough to figure out how to do it.
Fantastic. Look, Kate, can you tell us what are the most typical difficulties that people that your organisation supports come to you with?
Yeah, right. Look, I think what I've become more aware of recently is the parents, obviously, having a newborn that is born with a hand difference, it can be quite scary, or, you know, you're just a bit concerned for how they're going to grow up and adapt to new things. I've had a lot of parents asking me about, you know, school and bullying, playing sports, or whether they should put them in a certain separate group to everyone else for doing certain activities. I guess that, and from a personal experience, I think, well, it'd be like holding a knife and fork. That can be quite an irritating thing, but there obviously are ways and adaptations around that that can be made. Tying shoelaces,
right,
probably, things like that. I've managed to figure out how to do it, and I know a lot of other kids just figure out how to do it. So, you know, we're born that way, so we just deal with what we've got.
Fantastic. Now, you've got a little event happening this weekend with all the proceeds going to support the Raising Public Awareness campaign that you're obviously going to put on once you've got appropriate funds.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about what you're doing this weekend.
Yeah, so the Aussie Hands Bazaar, it's going to be obviously on the 26th this weekend. Free entry. It's going to be in West Melbourne at the Maritime Union of Australia. There's going to be a huge range of performances. We've got world music and Bollywood dancing. We've also got food stalls and handcrafts, but some of the events are going to be quite fascinating. We've got some young kids doing a Bollywood dance, and the Melbourne Uni dance crew, Flair Dance Ensemble, are going to be there.
Fantastic.
And Kensington Community Choir. So it'll be a fabulous day. It runs from 11 till 4 p.m.
All right. So it sounds like a really good day. As you say, it is a free entry. So I guess it's all about participating when you get down there so that we can actually raise some
funds. Exactly. And we're running a raffle with some great prizes too. So if everyone participates in that, they'll also get some great prizes, but also support Aussie Hands.
Kate, thank you very much for your time today. It has been very enlightening. So I hope you get lots of support down there on Sunday.
Thank you very much.
Cheers. Thanks for joining us here today on Joy.
Thanks. Have a good afternoon.
See ya. That's Kate Doughty from Aussie Hands Foundation. The Aussie Hands Bazaar, Sunday the 26th of August. It's going to be at the Maritime Union of Australia, which is in Island Street in West Melbourne, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. That's this Sunday.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.